It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Federal prosecutors in Chicago vowed to retry former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich on corruption charges after a jury deadlocked on all but one of the 24 counts against him. The jury did convict the Chicago Democrat yesterday on one count of lying to federal agents, but could not reach a unanimous verdict on the most serious charges against Blagojevich, including allegations that he tried to sell the Senate seat vacated by President Barack Obama. From Chicago, NPR's David Shaper reports.
Rod Blagojevich faces up to 5 years in prison for his conviction on a single count of lying to the FBI, but the impeached former governor sounded defiant and victorious after the jury deadlocked on all 23 remaining charges, including racketeering, conspiracy, wire fraud, bribery, and extortion.
This jury just showed you that notwithstanding the fact that the government threw everything but the kitchen sink at me, that on every count except for one and every charge except for one, they could not prove that I did anything wrong, that I did break any laws.
Blagojevich says he will appeal his conviction on that one charge, which he calls nebulous, and he blasts Chicago's U.S. Attorney Patrick Fitzgerald for leading not a prosecution, but a persecution.
We have police officers who are being gunned down on the streets. We have children who can't play in front of their homes in the summertime because they might get gunned down. And we have a prosecutor who is wasted and wants to spend tens of millions of dollars of taxpayer money to keep persecuting me, persecuting my family, take me away from my little girls, as well as take my home away from us.
And as Blagojevich walked out of the federal courts building downtown Chicago into his waiting SUV, supporters and onlookers cheered the former governor, who, as he's done every day of this three-month-long trial, stopped to shake a few hands.
Jurors are more willing to put away a politician and less willing to put away a celebrity.
Jury consultant William Healy says Blagojevich's much-maligned pretrial publicity blitz may not have been so foolish after all.
Rod Blagojevich has taken himself and made himself bigger than all of this. He's been on Donald Trump, he's been on David Letterman, he's been on all the news programs. So he has put himself into the celebrity category.
Add to that the complexity of this corruption case in which Blagojevich is accused of scheming to use the powers of his office for personal gain, and that he failed to actually pull off any of the schemes successfully, and this case was a hard sell. Former federal prosecutor Gil Sofer says even tapes of Blagojevich himself talking a blue streak failed to seal the deal because there was no smoking gun.
Even though it is the law that you have a conspiracy when two people agree to do something unlawful and you take a step toward that goal, it's very difficult for a jury to appreciate that. In fact, it's somewhat counterintuitive. I think a jury wants to feel that not only do they have people talking about doing something wrong, but they've done it.
The hung jury on 23 of the 24 counts against Blagojevich and his brother and co-defendant Robert is a significant defeat for Chicago's corruption-busting U.S. Attorney Patrick Fitzgerald, who, in announcing charges against Blagojevich 20 months ago, called the allegations a political corruption crime spree that would make Lincoln roll over in his grave. After hearing the verdict late Tuesday afternoon, Fitzgerald told reporters his prosecutors will move to retry Blagojevich as soon as possible. But he added little else except to thank the jury for their 3 months of service on this trial.
And I think that we just need to step back and recognize how important jury service is and how much we owe a debt of gratitude to those jurors. And that's it. That's all I want to comment on now. We're about to get ready for a retrial, and so we'll make no further comments.
Is it worth it?
If there's a ray of hope as his prosecutors prepare to retry Blagojevich, it's this.
I myself am not happy with the way this ended.
That's juror Stephen Vlodek, who confirms that only one holdout kept the jury from convicting Blagojevich on some of the most serious charges.
Based on the case that was presented, I do feel that there was guilt on more than three-quarters of the counts. I feel like we let the people of the state down.
And even though Vlodek and his fellow jurors found Blagojevich guilty on just one count, he is now the second consecutive Illinois governor to be convicted of corruption. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.